Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani. And boy, do we have a fun show for you guys today. This is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. That's the purpose of the show. And if you're not familiar with the show, not only is it a podcast, new episodes every Tuesday, we also do a live show every month at the Upright Citizens Brigade, the first Saturday of the month at midnight. If you've never been, it's an absolute blast. It sells out, but it's cheap tickets, $7. And, we hotbox the theater. We have funny bits and characters and great comedians. And so make sure to check out I'm2FNHigh.com. And you can see when future show dates are for the live show. I'm really high right now, you guys, and I'm very good high, happy high. And I'm very excited to see what happens in this episode, and I'm hoping I can keep up. Otherwise, who knows, maybe I'll go to sleep. No, it's just sativa. I'm good.
We're missing somebody this week.
We are missing somebody this week. Yeah, normally my right hand man, my stoner sidekick, is DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah.
But he's actually not here.
No.
Because he's currently...
It's like leading that rafting expedition in Denver.
Yeah.
That international rafting competition.
Through downtown Denver. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they create whitewater rapids through downtown Denver.
It's a performance piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty, it's like a little parade.
He wrote it. DJ Blue Dream wrote it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So you should check it out.
Check it out.
If you're in Denver, check out the whitewater rafting parade.
Yep. The installation art piece.
That's right. That's right. Support art. But instead, who we do have here is none other than DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Narc Lifeguard. Good to be here, James.
Yeah, buddy. How you feeling, DJ Narc Lifeguard?
I'm good, man.
Nice.
I'm good. That was another quality joint.
Was quality.
Yeah. And we also smoked a vape cartridge that time, right?
Yeah.
A watermelon flavored one?
Yeah, watermelon Skittles is the name of the vape, and very delicious, very sweet tasting. Does taste like watermelon.
Yeah, that's good.
Company called Off-White, which I've never heard of before, but good stuff. Mm. Good stuff. How high are you right now, DJ Narc Lifeguard?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like a 9.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
When we record this, sometimes we record multiple episodes in a row, and so that just means we continue to get higher and higher. Yeah, there it
is.
That's
what's happening.
There it is. That was my voice. That's how high I am.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a dad joke. We've got two great guests here. Really, really funny comedians. Both have done the show before. I think it's been a while. Glad to have them back, though. Why don't we go ahead and meet them, shall we, DJ Narc Lifeguard?
Yeah, let's do it.
Our two high comedians here. You can see him every single week at the Upright Citizens Brigade with the Herald Ensemble Leroy. Monday nights they perform. Must check them out. They're really, really funny. Please welcome Aman Adumer.
Oh, yeah. In the house.
In the house. There, that's perfect for you.
That's my ringtone.
Yeah, you just held your cell phone up to. How you doing, Aman?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
And always ask the guest, as of today, what's your personal relationship to marijuana?
We flirt, I guess.
Okay.
I see marijuana at a summer camp I go to, but other than that, we're never around each other.
Oh, okay.
So just only
smoke weed very rarely.
Nice.
That's 100% it.
Nice.
It's maybe whenever I'm doing this podcast, so that's not that frequently.
Yeah.
And not too often. Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
What about in social situations at all? If somebody, what does it take for you to decide in a social situation to get high?
Oh.
Is it peer pressure? Is it you got to be at a home versus out in public? Is it with, it's got to be with a specific friend?
Yeah, it's definitely somewhere I'm camping. Like, I'm not leaving that location, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily peer pressure if there are other people doing other things.
Mm.
But if everyone's getting high, maybe. Yeah, I'll hop in. I'll hop in there. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So it's not like a... I don't know what I'm saying. Am I being coherent?
Yeah, you're making perfect sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does it take to get high? I think I have to be around some people I really enjoy being around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I take that as a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
You're high right now.
Do you feel different when you've consumed cannabis?
Not really.
Okay.
No, not... I don't feel... Like, right now, I don't feel different.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can't necessarily hear the thoughts in my head that well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel too crazy.
I feel okay. Yeah. And for the audience at home, you can't see, but Amon's standing on the chair right now.
Am I standing?
Yeah, he's standing on the chair. He says he doesn't feel any different, but he's absolutely standing on the chair.
I'm just going to turn on the fan.
He also thinks there's a fan in the room. There's not a fan in the room.
Oh, then what's this light?
It's a light.
Oh.
You're the one spinning.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Glad to have you here, man.
Yeah, thanks for having
back.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Very important question.
I'm comparing my 10, because I haven't had that crazy many experiences. I'm comparing my 10 to like an edible. So I'm nowhere near that.
Okay.
Is that a fair scale?
That is a fair scale.
Yeah. Your scale is your scale, man.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not that.
Okay.
I feel good. I feel
great.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome.
So maybe a six.
Six?
Yeah.
Six is a good number. Six. Yeah. Awesome. Very good. Very good. Also, a comedian at the Upright Citizens Brigade, and you can see him in the Herald Ensemble Queen George. Also a very funny team. Mm-hmm. Quite a few of their members have been on this show. Please welcome back Greg Wallace.
This is my jam. Yeah, I like this. This is good. Yeah.
This is good, yeah. Oh.
Remember this song? This song is so good.
Absolutely. It's
such a good song.
This is this is absolutely your
hello vibe. Hello.
What if we were just really we're so high we just listened to that song the entire time.
I kind of wanted to
just listen to the whole album.
Millennium. That's right.
Great.
That's
right.
I never had that album, but I liked all the songs.
Was Wild Wild West in that album?
No, I think that was a separate.
Is
soundtrack.
We Are the Men in Black on that album?
We are the Men in Black.
We are the Men in Black.
That sounds like a
Men in Black.
I mean, you're not wrong, but it's wrong.
I'm sure that's not the title.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the title.
We Are the Men in Black.
But those were like movie songs. So like, would those be on his personal album?
I guess
some.
So.
I feel like some people do that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Do people do that?
That song may have been on there.
Mm.
This album had Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it had Miami.
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 A couple other bangers.
Benito.
That's what
Benito.
Ami.
Here, Mar, the Men in Black.
Men in Black. And Benito, Miami.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like you could fit any Will Smith song into that, right?
Yeah.
Into that same rhythm.
Here we're the Wild Wild West. Yeah.
Summer, summertime.
Independence Day, yeah.
Independence Day. Yeah, he had that rap song in Independence Day.
Independence Day, that's right.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
Man, welcome to Earth.
That is such a... I love that scene.
Greg, what's your relationship to cannabis these days, buddy?
Oh, let's see. my relationship to cannabis is probably like a son and mother relationship. No, it's like my relationship with my mom.
Gotcha.
So I see cannabis now maybe as much as I see my mom, which is like 4 times a month.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's about once a week.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to gauge on, like, hey, I should see my mom more.
So that means you need to see cannabis more,
too. I need
to
see cannabis more. But, yeah like...
Call your cannabis.
Call my cannabis.
Call your cannabis.
Your cannabis is worried your cannabis, about you.
Your cannabis loves you.
Yeah. Whenever you're with your cannabis, do you ask about mom?
Yeah. I get high and I talk about my mom.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But that's cool. And so does that mean, do you like to be high?
I do like to be high, but like, if I'm going to be high, I need to have a TV in front of me. That's the kind of high
you
that
like
I
to
am.
Park it, just mm-hmm. sort of post up, watch some TV, chill out. Yeah.
Yeah. I just need something to zone out on.
Hey man, that's, mm-hmm. that sounds lovely. And how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel like I'm about maybe like a 6 or 7.
Nice.
Yeah. 6 pushing 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
The snacks are great. These snacks
I know.
Are.
You know, we do well here with the snacks. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. We usually knock it out of the park. We
you have
make
this
sure
down to a science.
I do. You've got your salt, you've got your mm-hmm. cheese, you got your chocolate, you know, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, audience. We are snacking out.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, dudes. Really
thanks,
excited. We're going to start this
me.
First segment here. This first segment is called High Question.
High Question.
So High Question is basically we're high right now, and I'm going to ask the group a question just to sort of like spark a little bit of, you know, something to think about, or something mm-hmm. to talk about. Maybe it sparks nothing. I feel like music is pretty, goes, you know, pretty well with cannabis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the question was just like, do you have a favorite artist or a favorite genre or a favorite playlist that you like to listen to whenever you get stoned?
Hmm.
Or is it even a thing that you've done or thought about before?
Hmm.
Yeah. Or if you don't smoke that often, mm-hmm. yeah, what would you want it?
What yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
what,
yeah.
What feels like a good hang, a good vibe?
I feel like... I'm going to butcher his name, but Bon Iver. Like,
yeah.
Because I did an edible once and saw him in a concert.
Yeah.
And it just like, I melted.
Yeah.
And
I had a similar experience.
Oh, really?
Seeing him live. Absolutely. It was, yeah, it's a great mm-hmm. fucking show mm-hmm. to be very high at. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I've so like that kind of music, whatever you call that kind of music.
What would you call that kind of music? Like, is it like folk?
Yeah, like modern folk, maybe.
Modern folk.
Indie folk.
Mumble folk.
Mumble yeah. folk.
Modern like indie mumble.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what he says. Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought.
Well, when I was on that edible at that concert, I was just in my brain, and I just kept thinking, he's not saying real words.
Yeah.
He's tricked us all. And then I like wrote this backstory for him. Like he was at a talent show and he was forced to do a talent show and he panicked and he just like started mashing words together and everyone was like, you're a genius.
Yeah. They were like, oh my God. Yeah. It is a little, the lyrics are a little bit sometimes. Yeah. A little bit like, I don't know. Like, it's not that they're maybe esoteric, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't even, I can't even think of a song. Who song
have you seen the video of them singing in the hallway?
Forget too much. Oh, that's a great video.
Yeah.
It's in France.
But what yeah.
a fog this
was.
Yeah.
I just
tripped into the door. So listeners at home, if you've never seen this before, this is actually on YouTube. You could check it out. They have a special that they did in France. And where they walked around doing their music in public places, like they went into a small apartment, they went into a stairwell. I actually got high. It's funny you said Bon Iver. I got high and watched this whole like documentary.
Let me see.
Here it is right here. That's it. There's people walking around in a hallway in an apartment thing. Spanking one of the other people's asses.
But there's like people, if you watch the video, people are coming into the hallway here in France, and they're like they're just in an entryway of like a apartment complex.
Playing with a dog. He's just petting a dog.
So that's Bon Iver?
Bon Iver, yeah.
Yeah, that's the group.
Give it a listen. So death on a song. This is a good call, Greg.
Mm-hmm. This is really good. For every life. Oh, yeah. Forgo the parable. Da, 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 da. Seek the
land. My knees are cold. The second verse is really great. Wait, I want it. Just the top of the second verse. This guy crushes it.
What it is, what we
right here.
Oh,
okay. It's a good call.
So good.
I feel like that's the type of music that, like, when you die, you hear.
Yeah.
You see a light, and then you hear him.
Yeah.
And then you die.
I mean, that'd be very nice.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
It'd be awful if what you actually hear is just like the worst like construction sounds like that you hear early in the morning that wakes you up. Just like
the trash truck smashing.
Yeah. Welcome to heaven.
Yeah. The other music that I try to listen to when I'm high, real quickly, is like I always try to like do the cliche thing. And because my dad gave me a bunch of records and he gave me like 30 Grateful Dead records.
And I've
never listened to any of them.
Me neither. I've never gotten into
it. Yeah, and so like I try to like put on like some, you know, classic rock or something like that, and then I just turn it off. Yeah. And I go listen to Bon Iver.
That's great. That's How great. About you, Aman?
I can't even I think that was the best music to listen to, just what you said there. Do they sing that one song? They're like they're big in like Starbucks, right? And they're
probably
like playing at Starbucks
probably.
And stuff.
I could see they kind of have like a coffee shop vibe. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I've definitely heard them before.
I think like Skinny Love is probably their biggest hit.
Oh, I was just thinking about Skinny Love.
Yeah,
for
them.
Emma.
That's them.
For
yeah.
Emma
that was for Emma. The last song.
Oh, that was for Emma.
Yeah.
Oh, and then
Come on, Skinny Love, just resting here. Oh, Mike, will you not play the actual video for a moment?
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
That's copyrighted, Micah. We can't play that.
Yeah, Mike accidentally started to play the actual song.
Yeah. I feel like if we were in a hallway doing that, people would walk the other way.
Yeah.
That dog wouldn't come up to us.
No, not at all.
That dog would be like,
yeah, shut off the noise.
Yeah.
I think the music I would play is like all the music that I love to listen to. That when I wasn't smoking, but is like tailored for smoking, like Kid Cudi.
Nice.
All of those sorts of folks that I'm just like, maybe I'll get it on another dimension.
Oh yeah, Kid Cudi's a great. Can we just pull up some Kid Cudi?
Yeah, I'm ahead of you, man. Baby, kid, I need some help, and I can't begin to think of anything that could help. But the weed is guaranteed, indeed, just what I need. How I feel upon a time so recent, a time made me sad when I recollect how we used to be like David and Goliath, kind of like me and the devil. Yeah, this is a good vibe too.
Yeah, this is like. This might be a lot of energy, but it's good.
Yeah, but it's good if you, you know.
Yeah.
Get a little high, you want to go out tonight?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Want to get a couple of dance moves in front of the mirror, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Flex in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Let no one break me. At the end of the day, nobody ever could stop me.
This is just flashbacks.
Yeah.
Flashbacks of me walking around. This in my ear.
This album was great.
I know. Yeah. So good.
Because this had.
I also saw him live really high.
Did you?
Also, really fun performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that. Those are great answers.
Yeah.
Both of those are
yeah.
really good answers. Yeah. Awesome. That was High Question, you guys. Thank you for answering honestly.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
yeah.
Of course, only honesty.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I find out that that was a lie, mm-hmm. oh boy,
oh god,
oh boy, I'll probably forget. I'll probably be like, weird, they lied. 2 seconds later, forgot. awesome. Let's get to our first segment here, shall we? Our first segment of comedic challenges. This segment, we always do, every show, it is our flagship segment. It's called the, really hyping it up here, it's called the Hypothetical Situation.
What do you do when you got a situation that you know is all theoretical? But you're high when you're high, we call that situation hypothetical. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation.
Wait, is your laugh looped into that?
It is, yeah. It is. What the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high. We're going to give you a hypothetical situation, and you guys are going to act that hypothetical situation out.
Sure.
Anybody can jump in at any moment, and we have a theme. And the theme is educational television and programming is the theme.
Okay.
Greg, you're going to go first.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Greg, you are you're a TV executive, all right? And you work for the Discovery Channel,
mm-hmm.
and you are here to pitch, instead of Shark Week this year, you want Water Buffalo Week.
Okay.
Because you think, you know, well, we'll find out okay. why. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. This is Greg Wallace.
All right, board members. Greg is now here to pitch his week of programming.
Right.
Greg's been working hard on this.
Welcome.
And,
a lot of long nights. I've been really
okay. Glad to have you here on the Discovery team, Greg.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, you guys. And I'm excited for my programming. I really think that you guys are going to really like it.
Great.
Love it.
You already love it.
I mean, I love that you think that. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's
go okay, great. All right. I was thinking, you know, let's change it up. Shark Week? Shark Week? Ugh, no. No more Shark Week. No.
Well, that's one of our biggest weeks.
Yeah, but, I know. Yeah. But you know why it's one of your biggest weeks? Because you haven't had Water Buffalo Week. You haven't had it yet.
Water Buffalo Week?
Uh-huh.
A whole week dedicated to the Water Buffalo.
Yes, yes. Sharks? Too scary. Way too scary, right?
Mm. I mean, I think that's part of the
appeal.
Yeah,
it's part of the appeal. Yeah. People,
water buffaloes, enjoy. Not scary. They don't bite you. They don't bite you in the water.
Right.
They don't bite you when you're surfing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're losing viewers. I think we're losing viewers, you guys.
Actually, well, Shark Week is when we pick up our most viewers. Most of our viewers we pick up for the year.
You're picking them up, but you haven't. Yeah. You could be picking up more because you haven't done Water Buffalo Week.
No one has, Greg.
Yeah,
no one has.
Exactly. We're trailblazers.
So
okay.
Well, what's your idea? How are you going to fill a week?
Yeah. How am I going to fill a week with water buffaloes?
Yeah, because with Shark Week, you know, we have so many. First of all, there's so many different species of sharks. So there's you know, millions of sharks out there. Water buffalo is a very specific species.
Only one. Only one kind of water buffalo. Yeah.
You see the limitations of that.
Yeah.
If we just did a week of programming about nurse sharks, no one would watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand a Water Buffalo Tuesday, but I don't understand how we'd stretch that kind of content.
Don't encourage him, Hank.
I mean, he's one of our own. I'm not going to Okay, please go on.
Water Buffalo Tuesday. You disrespect me by only giving me the worst day of the week.
Okay, well, what's the idea?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get worked up.
Program a night for me. Tell me a night. Tell me a Tuesday night worth of program.
24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours. Shark Week is 24 hours. 7 days a week.
We know, but what is in that slot? Yeah. What are you showing?
If you're giving me one day, I'm gonna show you Water Buffalo in their habitat.
Okay.
Right. What they eat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the hierarchy of the different water buffaloes. How they? I'm thinking we could do 3 or 4 hours worth of just how they interact with birds that land on their back.
Okay. Okay.
And again, nobody's getting bit. When you're surfing, okay, and it's,
did you have an encounter with a shark, Greg?
What?
Are you scared of sharks?
Is that what this is about, Greg? Are you scared of sharks,
Greg? Greg, you fearful of sharks?
No, I'm a shark, guys.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh my!
I'm a shark.
I told you guys. I told you. We had an office pool. We had an office pool.
Oh my god! No, I'm a shark, and me and the other guys got together and talking. We're tired of you guys coming into our water and baiting us and just sitting in those cages. Those cages look stupid.
You started as an intern.
I worked my way up.
You've been here 6 years, Greg.
I know. And every 20 minutes,
I told you the signs, all those chum buckets in the fridge.
We can't judge people for what they eat.
I thought it was a prank.
That was my lunch. My wife packed it.
Oh, this is insane. I'm sorry, you guys.
You took off Mike's arm.
Mike! Oh, God.
Sir.
Look at what you've made me do.
Security! Security!
Is this what you wanted? You want to film this? Is this what you wanted? You created this monster.
Get away from the window.
He jumps out the window. He lands on a hot dog stand down below.
My fucking stand. Is this what you want? Arr,
arr, oh my god, arr. You just ate that hot dog.
Are you guys happy up there filming me?
Get away from that sewer grate.
I gotta go home.
Oh my god, he's running over towards the Bon Iver concert.
What are you saying?
Greg Wallace. It was a shark the whole time. The whole time.
That explains it.
Undercover shark.
You can't keep. Oh, that
sounds like a. That must be one of the shows, right? Undercover Shark? Is that a show on Discovery Week?
That should be a show. For sure.
Oh, yeah. It's a diver who lives amongst the sharks.
Yeah.
For a week, I've been undercover as a shark.
Or is there a shark that's a cop?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Undercover, right?
In the water, or we're talking about
it's a shark?
I think it's
cop.
Just like a shark.
Or no, it would
a
be
shark, a shark who thinks he's a whale or something. And he just is like rolling around with whales.
Shark Tale was about a whale who pretended to be a shark.
No, that's
Will Smith.
Undercover Smith. Whale, right? Is that what? Oh, you said it was Shark Tale.
Undercover Shark.
Undercover Shark. Mm-hmm.
So if a shark was undercover.
Yeah.
That means that shark would be pretending to be what?
Posing as a dolphin.
Mm. Oh.
I can see it.
It's like infiltrating a pod of dolphins.
Yeah. I'm glad you could see it.
They've been hanging around a school of fish, like trying to sell them.
Bad stuff. Yeah.
So, you know.
Aman, you're going to go next.
Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, your hypothetical situation is you are the new host of the show, The Cosmos,
right.
Which is you're taking Neil deGrasse Tyson's spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show about the universe. And you've been asked to make the show much more rock and roll. So, so you're going to, be talking here about the sun, and how, you know, the earth revolves around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to rock and roll, spice it up with some rock and roll.
Gotcha.
Make sense?
Yeah.
And DJ Narc Lifeguard here will give you some lead in music.
Perfect.
Cool. Aman Adoomer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night, Cosmos!
Yeah! Get out of your seats! Let's go! Hey, hello, welcome again to the Cosmos with me, Aman
Rockin' a Tumor. I'm here to bring you all this info with a bit of a twist. We're gonna spice it up with music. So, let's talk today about the sun. Earth is planet number 7, distance away from the sun.
Hey, Amon, can I talk to you for just a second?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Listen, so I just want you to know that we're still super, super excited to have Amon Rock and Roll a Doomer here. Like, yeah. We know your reputation. We know how rock and roll you are. Yeah.
You heard about me?
I did. Right. You know, watching the first episode here, I noticed, like, you know, you were starting real rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
But then you were going into, like, this really, I don't know, like, very depressed, detached, disassociated type of tone.
Right.
And it's we're still looking for that, like, rock and roll thing, you know? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to lead him in again?
Yeah. Let's do it again. Amon, buddy. We love you, man. Rock and roll.
Cue me up if you need fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll shoot you up.
Yeah. We got Flea here with his bass and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Play some chords. Make some fire.
You the man. All right. You the man. Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
New Cosmos. Woo! Take
Rock and roll Cosmos.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night. Cosmos.
Yeah. Get out of your seats. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Saturday night. Cosmos. Woo. With me, Amon, rockin' a Doomer. And I got my boy Flea in the corner. That's how he says what's up on his guitar. Oh, boy. Here we go. Let's talk today about the sun and how gravity works on the planets. Planet number 7, the Earth, rotates around the sun every 24 hours.
You're the director.
24 hours.
Just say the word. Say fire. Just say the word. I'll make some fire.
Hours.
Okay, cut. Okay. Amon.
I felt good about that one. How'd that feel?
Yeah. Did you feel good about that one? Okay. Well, you know, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. It was worse this time. Okay. Tonally worse. and what we're trying to, yeah, it was worse in terms of the tone, what we're trying to capture, right?
So you mean tonally it was worse.
It was worse tonally. You started much more rock and roll. Good job. Thank you. Love that, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
But then your eyes rolled in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you did this weird little whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it freaked me out a little bit.
Sure. I'm glad you're concerned.
Yeah.
I think I'm healthy.
Hey, always concerned about you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. We got him on rock and roll a Doomer.
I like the addition. I'm going to keep that. Yeah. If you don't mind, can I keep that?
That's yours, bud.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's yours.
Just real quick. Just checking over the script here. The scientists have some problems with some of the facts that you're saying. So I want to make sure that you're getting the facts right.
I understand what you're saying, and great, I think you and I are on the same
page.
And
I struck a match at the very beginning, and I burned down and burned my finger because you didn't say fire, and I thought you were going to say fire.
All right.
We're all ready here. We're ready in the booth.
Okay. Hey, gotcha. Amon.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock and roll, buddy. You're a star.
Straight from
you're
the top.
You're a big-time star,
all
okay?
the way to the end.
Yeah, we're ready for you. Let's do it.
Okay. Cosmos 2.
Let's
here we go.
Have some fun.
And action. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night, Cosmos.
Yeah, make some noise. Yeah, oh. In the action with Amon rockin' a Doomer. And I got my boy Flea in the corner. Say hello, Flea. That's my man. That's how he says hi. All right, tonight we're going to talk about the sun and how it rotates around the Earth. Planet number 7, all around the Earth. Oh, the 24 hours. This is what I'm talking about. It's dangerous. We are but a tiny planet that rotates around a giant gaseous fire beaming planet. Any moment we can be, if it can blow 8 minutes, 8 minutes is as long as it takes for the planet to blow up. And for it to shockwave the Earth. But to be around for 8 minutes. Eight is simply 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
Amon bursts into flames.
God damn it.
Flee!
I didn't do that.
Amon Adumer! Awesome. That was great. That was really fun.
Earth is the, what, the seventh, sixth thing?
Third.
Third rock from the
third
sun.
Third rock from
third
the
rock
sun.
Third rock from the sun.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Gotta remember Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's how you gotta remember it.
Yeah.
Remember Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mm-hmm.
Third rock from the sun.
Third rock from the sun.
What planet do we live on? Earth.
Earth.
That show took place on Earth. It's the third rock from the sun.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
No, you did great. That's the hypothetical situation, you guys. That was great. That was really fun. Guys, we've been working really hard. You've been working really hard. Mm-hmm. Listening. Go ahead, spark up a J or a bowl or a hit a vape or take an edible. And we're going to do the same because we're going to do a little blaze break. We'll see you in a minute. Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out I'm2EffingHigh.com. All right, we are back. We're back from the blaze break. Got a little higher. And before we get to this, our next comedic challenge here, let's check in with DJ Narc Lifeguard. For weed vice.
Advice, weed vice, how can I help? Advice, weed vice, how can I help?
Hey everybody, DJ Knock Lifeguard here. Just giving some weed vice. It's when I get stoned and I don't know, kind of pontificate on ways you can enjoy your life a little bit more when you're stoned or whether you're not stoned or not. And actually, this week I asked our guests if they had any advice that they needed, and Amon, you said that you had something, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So it's getting that time of the year. It's getting a little warm. My roommate loves to turn the AC on all the way, and I don't mind it a little bit, but I can get cold quickly, and he can stay warm. So it's like it's a match of who's going to have it on, who's going to have it off. He could have it blasting all day, and it irritates.
Yeah, the old thermostat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have any advice about that, I would love some help.
Yeah, I mean, the roommate issue aspect of it, I honestly can't help you with at all. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
But I do understand the frustration of, like, running and air conditioning a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I'm in that predicament now, too, where it's, like, it's getting warmer in Los Angeles when you run it. AC bill goes up, or I kind of think of myself kind of a little about the global footprint and like all that stuff of it. And do I need to be generating this much power? Am I at home for it? But it gets real hot here. Like, James, you're on a third floor apartment?
Yeah, man. My apartment gets hot.
It gets hot. No AC. Like, it's hot.
I got a little
window
unit in my bedroom, but
So I just have like a few weed vice things for people to beat the heat, things that I find helpful that maybe like your roommate could do.
Sure.
So that he's not running the AC, right?
That's great.
So one thing is this. I like to take a bandana and like get it wet and then put it in the refrigerator or freezer for a little while and then wear it around your neck around the house or because it cools off your neck and like gets your head area a little bit cold, which is really nice.
That does sound nice.
On a hot day, it's really, really soothing. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice.
Sounds nice if you're high too.
Yeah.
If you're high, you're a little hot, you get a little that sounds nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The next thing I'd recommend is like finding those escapes with air conditioning. It's a good time to go see movies during the day. Like they have good AC. Or like walk a bookstore, I always think is like really fun. Because you can like also support your neighborhood bookstore, which is always good, or library.
Oh, yeah.
But you can just burn a lot of time just browsing in a library, you know?
And those
really
places
can.
Do have great air conditioning.
Yeah.
Like movie
yeah.
theaters have yeah. phenomenal air conditioning.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. I bring sweaters when I go to the movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets cold as shit in those movie theaters.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. Good way to beat the heat. And then finally, I've learned like how easy it is to get into hotel pools in Los Angeles. Not the fancy pools. Like you can't sneak into the Roosevelt and that sort of thing. Right. But you can find your Days Inn or your Best Western and get into it without too much difficulty.
Classic lifeguard move, pushing a pull.
Yeah. That's right. Narc lifeguard.
But I'm just saying, I know there's a pool in my neighborhood, and every summer I get right into it, sneak right into it. It's
nice.
Great.
Yeah. Is this like jumping the fence type sneaking?
No, you just kind of go through the lobby and pretend you're a guest. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not hard to do it.
You wear a suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look like a businessman.
Yeah.
Wear a suit, but wear swim trunks underneath.
You bring a ladder.
You have
to go through a vent.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not jumping.
But
the
then
fence.
once you're in the vent, then all you got to do is circumvent the parking garage.
Because if you show up with a suit and a ladder, they're going to be like, "Oh, the businessman is here to fix our air conditioning
or to sell us ladders."
Yeah. Exactly. Or to sell us ladders. They'll never think for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to go swimming. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk to the front. If anyone stops you, you go, "Who do I talk to that's got the money?"
Yeah. The first thing you say. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
I like this. I can get into that. And then while you're waiting, you jump in the pool.
That's right.
All the other air conditioner repair guys are just pissed at that one guy who wears a suit. He just wears a suit and he's just like showing them up.
Yeah.
Totally.
He's just like, "Take your suit off."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
A real guy. They're like, "How come his suit is so clean?"
Yeah. That's good weed advice.
So that's my weed advice.
Yeah. That's right. It is. It gets fucking hot. I feel like every place should have central air at this point. I'm saying that as somebody who doesn't have central air and really wish I did. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let's get to this last segment here, shall we? This is called Mr. Reefer's Neighborhood.
Great.
So Mr. Reefer's Neighborhood is basically just like Mr. Rogers, right? Mm-hmm. You guys, the two of you guys are taking over. You're creating a kid's show for a new generation of kids, right? It's a new world we live in, a lot of new information that we have that Mr. Rogers didn't have back then. And so you guys are going to do an episode of this kid's show. And today you're going to be talking about your subject is called How to Find Meaning in a Chaotic Playground.
Hmm. Okay.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
How to Find Meaning in a Chaotic Playground. Here we go. Mr. Reefer's Neighborhood.
Ah. Hey, children.
Hello, children.
Let's take off our shoes.
Shoes off, sweaters on.
Hello.
Everyone get your sweaters.
Hmm. Bottom button. Good.
Good.
Well, kids, today we have an interesting, fun, educational subject.
The playground. And how to find meaning in a chaotic playground. You're all here to learn.
Raise your hand if you're here to learn. Good. Every hand. Who's been to a playground?
I have.
Oh, good. Good job, Stephen. Well, this is for you and everyone else.
And all the viewers out there watching us through the television.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a little journey. Oh, look at the little reefer train coming through. Uh-oh. Hello, Mr. Reefer Train. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mr. Reefer Train. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so high.
That's good.
Very good. Do you remember what to do when you were this high, Mr. Reefer Train?
Yeah.
Get water.
Water.
Yes. Aim for the little river, Mr. Reefer Train.
Find the little river. But wait, don't go so quickly. Say hello to all the children. We were just talking to them about how to find meaning in a chaotic playground.
Playground, I like the swings.
Ah, the swings. Good.
Oh, whose kid are you?
What?
Whose kid are you?
Really quick. Yeah, whose kid are you?
My mom's name is Karen and my dad's name is Jim.
Okay, great. Karen and Jim. Okay, great.
Good.
Well, we're going to ask you to not speak, please.
Yeah.
This is a television show, and you're the only child that keeps speaking up, okay?
Yeah.
So
if you stop speaking, we can get out of here on time.
Yes. Mr. Reefer Train, how do you feel about chaotic playgrounds?
Oh, they give me a lot of anxiety.
Yes.
The idea of chaos gives me anxiety.
Yes, and remember, kids.
Why is the train coughing?
Ah, okay. Well, I was just about to start talking about that.
And, I'm sorry. He stepped on your words.
He's ruining my flow.
No, please, just calm down.
No, I'm calm. I'll be calm.
Is the train sick?
No, the train is stoned out of its mind. Okay.
That train.
We're all stoned out of our mind here. Okay.
Uh huh.
Mr. Reefer Train, the weed tree.
Yeah. The high window.
Even the castle's made of joints.
All joints. Okay.
Okay.
You got any more questions before we move on? Because we have an agenda. We want to tell people how to find meaning in a chaotic playground.
It's just that the room is so colorful. You have so many toys and fun things.
A question ends with a lilt in your voice. That wasn't a question. Okay. Hey, you know what? It's fine.
We know who your parents are.
We know who your parents are, and we'll deal with that later. Where were we? We were just about to say, about your anxiety.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Remember, kids, anxiety is just a feeling. It's not so much something that is burdening you, okay?
Yeah, it's just a feeling that you have, and it can come and go. Yes. And it's all about just how you... What did you just put in your mouth? That's a prop. That is a prop.
It was a cookie because you guys said we could eat snacks if we came into this studio.
We're going to pay you in snacks.
We're going to pay you in snacks after the fact. That was on set. They're called segments. We're going to reach over to the crafty segment and do something about that cookie. Mm-hmm. Now we don't have the... Okay, you know what? You're not going to understand. Okay.
I have a question.
Oh.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that a fin?
Is that a fin?
It looks like...
Looks like your arm is a fin.
Yeah. Both of you have...
Yeah.
No.
Are those fins?
No.
Why are you dripping water?
No. Don't worry. Hey, listen. We're going to complete this segment.
We're wearing sweaters, remember?
The doors are locked.
Yeah, the doors are locked. Why are the doors locked?
For filming.
Mm-hmm. It's closed set. We don't want anyone walking in.
We don't want anyone walking in.
Also, how come you guys are like somewhere between 15 and 18 feet tall?
Yeah, and at least 2 to 3 tons.
That's first very rude to make a comment about our weight, but we're not that tall. We look big because we're adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have 24 hours of programming right now that we have to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. How come? We can clearly tell that you are two water buffaloes.
Yeah. Oh, the jig is up!
The jig is up!
And we're sharks!
All right, you guys. See, that's my idea of Shark Week.
Wow.
We incorporate Bill's dumb idea about water buffaloes, and we have them come over and we mash them together.
I love that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
What do you think? Can I have another day besides Tuesday?
Ooh. Let's
see.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night, Shark Week.
Yeah. Get out of your seats. It's your host, Aman Sharkin Adumer.
And your co-host, Bon Iver. That's Mr. Reefer's Neighborhood. Oh, man. That was fun, guys. That's fun. Yeah. You came here, you got high.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we did some comedic challenges. We listened to some great music. We had some great snacks. How are you guys doing now? How are you feeling? You still feeling high? Do you feel like comedy, everything is funnier with marijuana? Did we prove something here today?
Yeah, I laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I laughed a ton.
Great.
I felt good. And I think everything, do you think it's easier to do comedy? Well, I guess depends on who I'm asking.
Yeah.
I think it's easy. It feels, maybe I just don't have that second guess.
Oh, when you're high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels fun to do it.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's the big question, right? I mean, we started doing this show to try to like, because, you know, I do perform high sometimes and comedians would constantly be like, no way that I could ever perform high. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe. Maybe it unlocks something special. Who knows?
True.
Yeah.
True.
What do you got there for us?
I'm just going to play this out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, before you do that, let me just check in with these guys and get some, find out where people can find them. Aman, where can people find you on the internet? Do you want them to?
I would love for you all to find me on the internet. I don't have any social media, Twitter or anything, but just look out. Look up my name every once in a while on Vimeo. I've got a Vimeo if you want to see my...
Great. Check out Amon's Vimeo.
Check out my Vimeo. I got some stuff on there. Check out my Vimeo.
He's got some stuff on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Leroy at Upright Citizens Brigade.
Leroy, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah.
Benetton.
Benetton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun group. Come check us all out.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Thanks.
Greg Wallace.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're plugging Vimeos, I got one of those too. You could see Queen George at UCB and follow me on Twitter, GregyWawa2019, because I just made it.
Great. Great. And check us out at I'm2FNHigh on all social media platforms. Also, check out the website, I'm2FNHigh.com. Check out the live show. Come to the live show, guys. It's a lot of fun. And personal plug here. If you get a chance, check out the show Florida Girls on Pop TV.
Oh, yeah.
I got an opportunity to help write for it and recur on it. It's really fun and
very
funny.
So funny.
Time Magazine really funny. Wrote it up good.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting great reviews. Yeah. And so hope you'll check that out, too. This has been a blast, you guys. Thanks so much for coming out. And stay too effing high.
Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right, 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing.
I'm Muriel.
And I'm Nick.
And we are the co-hosts of the podcast Hella
in Your 30s.
This podcast is all about diets, hobbies.
Never dying.
Never dying. Fitbits.
I'm going to try to moisturize my face more.
Yeah, alcohol. Should we drink more or less? Cheap Chipotle dates for two.
We bring you hot episodes every Monday from Campfire Media. So make sure to subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.